today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
This is news that's just come across my desk. Please listen closely. Now, it's the headline reading, controversial Queensland scientist Peter Reid has lost a High Court battle against JCU dismissal. It reads the academic has lost the High Court battle over his sacking for disparaging remarks about colleagues working on the impact of climate change on the Great Barrier Reef. Peter Reid made comments about a lead coral researcher and said some organisations could no longer be trusted. He was sacked by the university in 2018, but argued it was illegal. He won a federal circuit court case in 2019, but that's been overturned on appeal. I won't go through all the details. I think listeners, generally speaking, know the history of this matter. He's the independent scientist and marine geophysicist, Professor Peter Ridd's on the line. Peter, good morning.
G'day.
Disappointing outcome.
Yeah, it's disappointing. There is actually silver linings in that judgment. It was a bit of a black letter judgment in the way it went against us. But I don't regret doing what we did. The things that I've said, I believe, were true, that there are quality assurance problems in some of the institutions. And there is a freedom of speech problem within the universities. And what it really means is that the federal government, they've enacted some freedom of speech legislation earlier this year, partly as a response to this case. Mm. But I don't think there's any doubt that that's going to have to be looked at in great detail now to look at what this judgment has said, because essentially freedom of speech is hanging on a thread in universities.
It's interesting you're using the plural there, not just JCU. You're saying universities across the country?
Oh, yeah. I mean, JCU, I mean, one of the things I got into trouble for was I said in an email that all universities pretend to value free speech, but actually they crush it in an Orwellian way. Now, that comment actually seems to have been, they're saying that I wasn't allowed to say that. Now, that's a fairly bland thing to be able to say. You would have thought a university academic should be able to say something like that, but so they're all a problem. I mean, you can pick on JC if you like, but why? Because they're all basically the same. And I know of at least two, I know of a few cases, but two extremely egregious cases where people have been silenced, are being silenced right now by their universities. And unfortunately, this case is not going to help them at all.
This is interesting because people who read, for example, The Inquirer, Saturday's Australian, this business about the lack of freedom, disappearance of freedom of speech in universities, this has been discussed for months, if not years. So why on earth they've taken particular issue with you, I don't know.
Well, JCU, because the thing is that they don't like saying some things, and they certainly don't like you criticising the university system, even though, you see, the universities are the one place where you can actually criticise your employer. It's almost the only place. Mm. You should be able to say, like Gerd Schroeder Turcotte Murdoch University said, that the academic standards we've got in his university are too low for students coming from some overseas countries that don't have enough English. You should be able to say that without being penalised. Mm. But unfortunately, you know, it's doubtful what you can say now. Mm. And as I say, there's going to have to be a real look at the universities. We're going to need some really tough legislation that is written into the work contracts, because in the end, we lost on the letter of a work contract. Mm. So freedom of speech needs to be written properly into the work contracts. And then there needs to be penalties against the universities for breaking it, and there are going to be serious penalties.
It's interesting you're taking solace from the fact that you've actually got this freedom of speech issue up in lights.
Yeah, look, I don't regret for a minute. I mean, I'm obviously disappointed. It would obviously be much better to have won. But the freedom of speech issue really is up there now. Oh. Ironically, and I said this even before we lost, that because I've always thought that this legislation that came out in March wasn't really quite tough enough. Mm. And I think that losing will actually spur the government to actually do something there. So, no, this is going to go on. The freedom of speech battle will go on, and we will win. And the battle for quality assurance in science, especially Great Barrier Reef science, will go on, and we will win. It's just a question of time. This is just a major setback, but it's just a setback.
Why are you so confident of the fact we will win on this image of the Great Barrier Reef being on its last legs?
Because the facts just speak for themselves, and I still have faith that, you know, because when I talk to people who have been brainwashed to think the other way and I just give them a few facts, I can bring them across to at least be very sceptical about what's going on. If all we need to do is get the facts across, like the fact that there is record high coral cover on the Great Barrier Reef this year, you know, you tell somebody like that, somebody something like that, and they suddenly think, whoa, maybe we have been sold a crock here. And, you know, people are naturally very sceptical of what they read in the media and what the authorities and the elites, whether it's scientific elites or university elites, tell them. So we will get there. You mustn't be too concerned.
Trumpeting another development this morning, I noticed that cancer has been detected in runoff on the Great Barrier Reef, cancer in turtles as a result of the runoff. Have you picked up on this latest one?
Yeah, I did. My wife showed me it. I just had to laugh. You know, do you really believe that? I mean, look, it might be true, but with the amount of quality assurance these guys have, how can you believe it? So now we're being told that not only does this fertilizer coming off the farms cause crown of thorns starfish all over the reef, but it also causes cancer in turtles. I mean, seriously. So anyway, it's yet another one of these things that needs to go into my Office of Policy Science Quality Assurance, where we will ultimately have a team of scientists just trying to actually work out whether there are some faults with some of this. And once we've got that, and I believe we will get that, suddenly some of these extreme ridiculous claims will be held up. And they'll be a bit more careful about what they say.
Now, what does the future hold specifically, personally, for Professor Pete Reed? You've garnered a hell of a body of support across the country in recent months.
Well, I'll go on working basically with farmers. I do it unpaid, and that will continue. I'll go on working unpaid for farmers, trying to push for this Office of Policy Science Quality Assurance for farmers, and just for farmers to start with, because they're the ones who are suffering from this bad science. And we will also continue to push for this academic freedom thing. So I'm going to be a busy little beaver in the next few months.
Well, that's good to hear. It's so good to hear. This isn't put you down. You are still now looking at opportunities to get the word out there on this matter that you believe so strongly in.
Yep, and as I said, ironically, we're going to be able to push the academic freedom of speech thing much harder now, because this is a really, a real problem decision. I'm not saying it's wrong. They're black-letter judges. They read what the contract says, and that's what the contract said, you know. Well, we've got to make sure these contracts say something else, something that we expect of the universities, and we'll get there.
Well, good on you, Peter. Great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for talking to me.
No worries, thank you.
It must be a disappointing outcome. Ultimately, a disappointing outcome, but there you go. You know, hope springs eternal in this particular case. He's looking at the positives to emerge from this, what must be a disappointing outcome. So the independent scientist and marine geophysicist on the line there, Professor Peter Reed, that High Court judgment has been handed down in favour of the university. Now, the time is on 11:15.